60 seconds of inspiration with the I Love Success podcast.
A lot of athletes and other people, they're afraid to actually go where the best are. And how did it feel for you? Can you just walk us through that process? Like, you know that you're not the best in that environment, but it's the top level. Did it take any tolls on your confidence? And how did you work with that?
That in itself didn't take any tolls on my confidence. And that was thanks to my high school club coach, actually, Tony Bates. He's the man. He always said that, you know, you have much more to gain by racing Michael Phelps than Michael Phelps has to gain from racing you. And why is that? Because if you race Michael Phelps, who has this huge reputation, obviously, and is the best swimmer, was the best swimmer in the world, is the best swimmer in the world, and you race him in 100-meter freestyle, and he's supposed to beat you from his best time to your best time by 12 seconds, but he only beats you by 8, you're winning. You've won. It's done. You can say you're only 8 seconds behind Michael Phelps. But for him, you know, anything less than the 12, and he's like, he was being caught by a high school swimmer. And so that's how I approached going into Race with the Best. It's, I mean, I couldn't go down. Only they could. And I had nothing to lose, right? I mean, the only thing that could happen to me is I would get better. And if I didn't get better, I would still stay where I was. But I'm not going to get better being at the top of the pack when I come in. You can. You have to have a lot of self-motivation, which is really impressive to me. But if you have the opportunity to surround yourself with people who challenge you to be better, then why not do it? You only have the opportunity to improve. I mean, they have so much to teach you.